From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A joint mission by NASA, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the USDA is helping farmers and ranchers maximize water efficiency. Technologies that aim to track water use across 17 western states went live October 21st. Called OpenET, the program provides satellite monitoring to measure evapotranspiration, which is the process by which water evaporates from land and emits from plants. The goal is to provide water measurements to sustain crops. Pumpkins are a staple of fall tradition for many Americans who pick them, carve them into jack-o'-lanterns, or bake pumpkin desserts. Although pumpkins are grown in many states, most of the production comes from 10 states. By acreage and by weight, Illinois is consistently the nation's largest pumpkin producer. In 2020, Texas led the nation in the value of pumpkins produced at $25.9 million, followed by Pennsylvania, Illinois, and California. The nation's average gas price increased 3.8 cents from a week ago to $3.36 a gallon. The national average is up 17.1 cents from a month ago and $1.21 per gallon higher than a year ago. But there may be some light at the end of the tunnel, according to Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan, who says the sharp rise we've seen over the last 3 weeks should begin slowing soon, barring another jump in the price of oil. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.